This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. One of the most crucial solutions to building back after the pandemic is to create more intensive care societies. That is the message of a worldwide campaign by Public Services International. PSI represents public sector workers at the world level. It has released a care manifesto entitled Rebuilding the Social Organization of Care. It is built around a number of themes, one of which is recognize. I asked PSI General Secretary Rosa Pavanelli what recognize in the manifesto means.
Recognize because we realize that the care activities are one of the fundamental bias in our societies that are responsible for the gender inequality we suffer everywhere in the world. And so recognize for us means two fundamental aspects. The first is the recognition of the social and economic value of care, both paid and unpaid, meaning that we need to recognize also the economic value of the unpaid work that women do at home, caring their family, caring their relatives, and carrying the burden of this fundamental part of our social life. And the second is that we need to recognize care not only as an economic factor, and instead recognize care as a fundamental human right for all.
One of the PSI's affiliated unions, which is promoting the care manifesto, is Unison in the UK. Gloria Mills is the head of Unison's equality department.
Our care manifesto outlined the 5 R's needed to address the global care crisis. Reward is one of them. Care work is no easy job. It requires a huge amount of skills, sensitivity, personal engagement, and risk. The massive demands our society makes of care workers have been exposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Yet what is also clear is how brutally undervalued these workers have been. All too often this work is informal. Its gender dimension means women are often forced to pick up an even greater share of unpaid or underpaid work, both domestically and in the workplace. It's time for these workers to finally be rewarded for the huge contribution they make to our societies. The ILO Decent Work Agenda provides us with a solid basis for improvement. The 4 key pillars to ensure workers are rewarded are full and productive employment, social protection, rights at work, social dialogue. Employment, this must finally be recognized as real professional work through formalized employment and the creation of sufficient jobs across the sector. Chronic understaffing must finally be addressed through public employment programs, which should provide free training, fair remuneration, and income security to ensure full employment across the sector. This must include migrant workers as part of the global care chain. Social protection. These workers must be provided with gender responsive and improved security through access to social protection systems, including pensions, unemployment, health coverage, and occupational health and safety. Rights at work. Care workers must be assured basic fundamental rights at work based on the 1998 ILO Declaration. This includes freedom of association, the right to organize, collective bargaining, equal pay for work of equal value, and the eradication of sexual discrimination and intersectional bias. Social dialogue. Care workers must be given more influence in shaping the care sector through social dialogue with their employers and governments. They must be well represented in all decision-making forums. In particular, we must ensure women's full and effective participation to contribute to improve conditions based on their essential frontline perspectives. By pushing for decent work and representation based on these four pillars, unions can ensure care workers are finally rewarded for their vital role. We all know it's time to revalue care work, and that starts with rewarding our care workers.